And you girls kept working hard to get that Fleischman. You know, I mean, she could just stand there and the ball's way up there. You got her into foul trouble, finally fouled her out. That obviously wasn't by accident.
No, you know, it really didn't hurt to have her off the floor. In that third quarter, we really struggled covering their drive, and so we did a better job with that. But, you know, she's a big girl, and she's tough to guard when she's that, you know, holds the ball up to her. She does a lot of great things. But we did want to attack her, and we can't be afraid of anything. And, you know, that's what we talked about, is playing with confidence, and she's going to get a couple blocks. She probably had 7 block shots tonight, but you know what? The more we attacked her, the better off we're going to be.
Tell me about the job that, from your point, that Keisha Davis did in there tonight.
You know, you think about those long passes when she was fronting and getting off the floor. I'll tell you what, Keisha, she's lost a good amount of weight since the start of this year. And if she doesn't drop that 10, 15 pounds, whatever the number is that she lost, she doesn't get those steals, because she doesn't get off the ground the way that she needs to as a college athlete. And, you know, we had a few of those. T had some of that, too. I think the you know, having Hartwood, Kat, and T, and Keisha all kind of being a triple-headed monster on her really did a good job for us.
Well, and, you know, the second quarter was about as good a defensive quarter as I've seen. The energy was up. They were really flustered, almost as bad as we were flustered last night, I think.
Yeah, you know, we came out with that same energy the first 3 minutes. We were kind of flat, and that bench group that came in, then they really kind of got us some energy and got a few steals and got a few shots up and made some good things happen. So that's what was kind of flipped the coin for us, you know, so to speak, and got us rolling at that point. So it's pretty, if we would have came out, if it would have went any longer, we would have had a hard time. But proud of the way the girls fought and took care of things.
Well, you're down 11-0 right off the bat. Girls battle back in that second quarter. It was defense that did it. You got the lead. Then they get up by 11 again, going to the fourth quarter. What was your message to the girls at that point?
I asked them to make 2 defensive plays each. I said, do 2 great things on the defensive end each. And I said, if you can do that, we're gonna make some stuff happen. You know, we wanted to play a little more aggressive when we were down there in the fourth quarter, just to send them to the line, because they're not great free throw shooters. And if we can get a chance at a basket for, you know, 1 make, which helped and really played in our favor.
All right, well, I'll let you get in there and talk to the girls, but I know you want to give shout-out to, you know, if the assistant coaches were the fault of 136 yesterday, then they can't take credit for this win.
Exactly. I'm taking all the credit. No, the players are the reason that we win, and they did a great job of sticking with things and really, really battling to win the game.
I'll tell you what, Rob, it's easy when you just got beat by 64 points and you get behind by 11 twice to pack it in that, oh, here we go again, and they didn't.
It shows a lot of character, 100% the type of character we have. You know, I asked the girls to be confident and classy, and I think they did a great job of that. And the other one is great character, I think, for them tonight.
All right, Rob, congratulations on the win. Go say hi to the girls.
Thanks, Jack.
All right.